First, Republican state lawmakers are voicing their frustration with Governor Evers after a secret recording of a recent meeting surfaced. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel obtained the recording through an open records request. The conversation is between Evers, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, and runs about an hour. It took place the day after the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the state's stay-at-home order.
In a perfect world, we would have opened up bars just like they did in any other state, with some sort of parameter, instead of seeing pictures today of bars absolutely bursting at the seams, knowing full well that there's all sorts of viruses being transmitted. Would we have preferred not to happen? Yes. But, okay. So we understand we're going to move the vote.
Governor, when was the last time you were in Home Depot on a Saturday? When was the last time you were in Walmart on a Saturday? Are you kidding me? You're not being serious right now, are you?
Yes, I am.
Those places are bursting at the seams every weekend.
An Evers spokesperson said the recording was made for internal use only to supplement note-taking and future COVID-19 planning. Fitzgerald called the move Nixon-esque, and Voss called it shameful. Earlier today, Governor Tony Evers talked about the recording and some other issues with Central Time host Rob Ferret.
Well, I want to talk about the state's COVID-19 current situation, but I want to start with some breaking news that kind of came out of that. This conversation about a month ago you had with legislative leaders, and now news is out about it being secretly recorded. One of your spokespeople says you didn't know about that. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. From what I understand, it was recorded so that it helped them in note-takings because it was relatively important. Meeting, and no, I didn't know it was taped, and once I did find out, I said that's not our protocol, and we aren't going to do that going forward.
And is anybody going to be disciplined for the decision in making that recording?
Well, certainly I'm talking to the people that were involved with it, and it's a personnel matter, so I'm not going to go into it, but we're having discussions about that.
And Majority Leader Fitzgerald has said in 26 years in the legislature, this is one of the most brazen examples of unethical, unprofessional conduct I've ever seen. Your working relationship with these Republican leaders, not great to begin with. Have you reached out to try to make amends here?
Well, we'll have a discussion. I mean, certainly we have a state to run, so clearly we need to get together to do that. And we've had thousands and thousands of people all across the state, from Milwaukee to Rhinelander, that have been protesting around issues that frankly transcend this issue. And so we're going to continue making sure that the people of Wisconsin who have spoken out around the issue of social justice and racial inequality, that their voices are heard, and we're going to have the leadership on board around that issue.
Well, let's move on to COVID-19 more specifically now. Overall, how do you feel about where Wisconsin is in trying to limit the spread of this disease?
Well, we've done a good job. First of all, the people of Wisconsin have done a good job. The Safer at Home saved issue saved thousands of lives or hundreds of lives and thousands of people getting COVID-19, and that's carrying forward. So if you look at the percent of people that are testing positive now, it's anywhere from 5% to 2%, and that's we'd like to have it be zero, clearly, but until we have a vaccine, we won't. So I think that's a good number. I am concerned about the issue of the availability of ICU units for our hospitals. Of course, they've gone back to doing the work that they should do around the rest of things besides COVID-19, and as a result, the usage of certain things that might be needed for a surge that's a little concerning, but We are doing a good job around the contact tracing and the testing and all the things that need to be in place as we move forward.
We see in some states, Texas most notably, a peak in hospitalizations because of COVID-19. What is your message for people in Wisconsin as they go about their daily lives to try to prevent that happening here?
Yeah, and that's the most important thing, because it's really simple. Stay six feet apart as much as you can. Wear a mask and do the hygiene thing. Make sure that you're washing your hands regularly, making sure that all that simple stuff is in place. And I think we'll be fine. But anytime we cram a bunch of people in a small space, that's a recipe for the transmission of the disease. So it's pretty simple stuff, and I think we're in a better place, certainly a better place with our public health system than we were before.
Turning to the economic fallout of COVID-19, the Department of Workforce Development got hundreds of thousands of unemployment claims since mid-March. Still a lot. I've seen numbers in the neighborhood of 15% still being processed. Where is the state on catching up and staying on top of those claims?
Yeah, we continue to hire people on a regular basis. We've contracted with some call services. We're making progress. I mean, a lot of this, so frankly, is that it's not, you know, I understand that people are frustrated that are waiting to get a call in, but we also spend a lot of time and effort and time kind of working through claims that we need more information on, and we have some problems with fraud with people also, not surprisingly, because it's such a large system, but it's getting better. It's not perfect, but it's getting better, and obviously at the end, we're going to have to take a look at state to change our system. The computer system is 50 years old, I believe, something in that category, and we can't fix that while it's like flying an airplane and fixing it at the same time. We can't do that, but we're getting people involved and cleaning up the backlog.
Talking to Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers about the state's COVID-19 response and about protests around the state. And let's turn to that now, Governor Evers. Earlier this week, you deactivated the Guard after their role helping police deal with protests. Can you talk about the role they played?
Yeah, the Guard, you know, we only went where we were asked. And our bottom line in agreeing to putting the Guard in any place was that they had a limited role as far as police actions. Their role was around protecting infrastructure, whether it was electrical, whether it was water, whether it was other infrastructure items across the state. For example, in Madison, guarding making sure the state capitol and other state assets were protected. Simple as that. They did a great job. They were out there a long time, and we collectively decided that it was time to let those our friends and neighbors who are part of the National Guard to go home.
We're seeing at the federal level efforts in Congress to change laws when it comes to law enforcement. Here in the state, you've asked the legislature to take up some kind of overhaul. What kind of changes do you have in mind?
Well, we have to start someplace, and I believe the Senate bill or Assembly Bill 1012 dealing with use of force is a good start. It certainly is a thing that was part of what happened in Minnesota and Minneapolis with Mr. Floyd in that horrible situation. And so I believe that would be a good place for the legislature to start and hopefully pass that bill. Use of force is important, but we also have to take advantage of this. This is an important time, watershed time for our state, when we have people from southeast Wisconsin, rural Wisconsin, Rhineland, or other places across the state, standing up and saying enough is enough. We have to approach and deal with this issue of social injustice and racial inequities in a proactive way. We have a chance to change things in the state and change things in the country. We just have to have the wherewithal and, frankly, the stick-to-itiveness to make that happen. I believe dealing with the use of force is a good place to start.
as we wrap up, Governor Evers, some people in the state look at these protests and applaud. They hope that the changes protesters want will happen. Other people look and are worried about, you know, when they see windows broken, stores looted, they're worried about things spinning out of control. What would you say to that second group to reassure them?
Well, first of all, the reassurance is this, is that that happened in a very small number of cases and small number of people. The vast majority of people that were out, whether it was Milwaukee, Madison, Rhinelander, Tolma, Plymouth, Sheboygan, they're there in order to say to the world and the government, do something. We have to take care of this. Yes, that you know, who can be happy about seeing vandalism and looting go on? But at the end of the day, the most important thing that we have to do is make sure that the voices are heard of the vast majority of people that said we need change.
Governor Evers, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good day.
Tony Evers is the Democratic governor of Wisconsin. He talked with Rob Ferret earlier today about the secret recording his staff made of a meeting he had with Republican lawmakers after the Supreme Court struck down the stay-at-home order. We also touched on the state's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and response to the protests over George Floyd's death. Later this hour, we'll hear from the Assembly Majority Leader, Republican Jim Steinke, about his thoughts on the recording.